نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth and children, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and the listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Tonight is already the 16th of Sha'ban, 1446 in Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa, Palestine, and 90% of the countries and cities of the world. So inshallah, we will discuss about five different issues in tonight's talk. Number one, what happened after iftar? You see this youngster here, Abu Huraira. How old you are, Abu Huraira? Nine, ten. So Abu Huraira, I nearly said radiallahu anhu, but inshallah you'll follow Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. This Abu Huraira is 10 years old and he has a lot of love, mashallah, for Quran and so on. So after iftar, so I was there by the basin to wash my hair. So he came to me, he said, what's the dua? So I want all of you to read this dua, so it is a preparation for the month of Ramadan. Every sunnah of Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we practice on, see what Allah Jalla Wala Himself says. Chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse 31, In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you really love Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, فَاتَّبِعُونِي follow me, حَبِيبُنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ immaculately. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ then you become the beloved of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will forgive you your sins. So now we all make iftar, Allah Ta'ala qabool for me, Allah accept it, Allah reward the capital group, mashallah, they gave us a nice supper and a nice iftar and so forth. But then what? So remember that, so this is the sunnah dua to read after iftar and is authentic hadith mentioned in Abu Dawood. So read that dua, my brothers, now with me and try and by heart it, memorize it. So every day in Ramadan Mubarak, we will practice on it, inshaAllah. I read it, Abu Huraira, mashallah, 10 years old, was repeating it after me. Zahabaz, read with me, Zahabaz, Zama'u, Wabatallatil, Uruqu, Wasabatal, Ajru, inshaAllah. So mashallah, we became the beloved of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and Almighty Allah will forgive our sins. So now you're ready, finish now. I will read it and translate it so you can benefit. Zahaba zama'u. What is Ramadan? Why do we fast? La'allakum tattaqoon. Chapter 2, verse 183. So that we learn self-discipline. We learn self-restraint. The water is there, the juice is there, the tea is there, and we can take it, nobody will know. But Allah Jalla Wala is all observing, all seeing, so we just hold on. And then mashallah, when we make the iftar, and thereafter, Zahaba Zama'u. Ya Allah, now the thirst is gone. وَبَتَلَّتِ الْأُرُوقُ The veins have become moistened. وَثَبَتَ الْأَجْرُ The reward is already established, inshaAllah, by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Simple dua, read it, brothers and sisters and children, every day when you are fasting, and we have become the beloved of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So this is the first part. What should we do from now till Ramadan Mubarak? So there are so many things we can do. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he has his great celebrated student Hafiz Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah. Ibn Jawziyyah rahimahullah has his favorite student Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali. Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali writes in his famous work Lataiful Ma'arif, when it was the ending towards of Sha'ban and coming to Ramadan Mubarak, then the pious predecessors would do two things and emphasize Quran Sharif Tilawat, and the Hafiz were preparing. I see Hafiz Muhsin is here, other ulama are here, so mashallah, and students and imams. So Shahrul Qurra, it is the month of the Qarisa. So the Qaris are preparing, let me go over my quarter, let me go over my half and prepare. But what about you, my brothers and sisters, that who are not going to be the imams? So what should we do at least? Set a target for yourself. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَوَدِدْتُ أَنَّهَا فِي قَلْبِ كُلِّ إِنسَانٍ مِنْ أُمَّتِي It is my heart's desire, every one of you in my ummah, male, female, adult and child, you should be by hearting and memorizing Surah Yasin. The hadith is mentioned in Musnad al-Bazzar. So each one of us remember Surah 36, Surah Yasin. 83 verses. So each one of us will try our level best, inshallah. Now before Ramadan, we haven't finished it. So during Ramadan, fasting is a duty and tilawatul Quran is the beauty of Ramadan. So each one of us make that concerted effort. Similarly, the same words are mentioned, لَوَدِدْتُ أَنَّهَا فِي قَلْبِ كُلِّ إِنسَانٍ مِنْ أُمَّتِي It is my heart's desire, every one of you from my ummah, male, female, adult and child, you should memorize in the heart Surah Mulk, Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi, chapter 67 and 30 verses. You start tonight, 2 weeks time inshallah is Ramadan, so before Ramadan Mubarak you will know Surah Mulk. So brothers, in that way, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so pleased with us. Maybe we are so old now, we can't by heart and memorize the Holy Quran, but at least we memorize Surah Yasin, Surah Mulk. We fulfill the ambition and desire of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. So inshallah, we might wake up with the Hufaz and those who memorize the entire Quran Sharif. So himmat e marda, madad e khuda. So we must have that inspiration, motivation, and the help of Almighty Allah will come, inshallah. Then the du'as we should be reading, Allahumma barik lana fi sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. Ya Allah, give us barakah in these 2 weeks that are left now for sha'ban and spare us for Ramadan. How many a person is preparing for Ramadan and suddenly we hear he or she passed away? So Allah Ta'ala, let us experience many, many more Ramadan Mubarak. But the question we have to ask, my brothers and sisters, is this. What is the meaning of Ramadan? What is Ramadan? If our neighbor Tom, Dick and Mary ask us Ramadan, Ramadan, what is the meaning? What will we say? Ramadan means tahriqul zunub, to burn our sins. So we don't have to wait for Ramadan to commence. From now already, remember that we should be incinerating and burning our sins. You see, this ummah today, we have the wrong end of the miswak. We think that Islam and taqwa and piety is what? Just to do actions, do this, do that. To do is very easy. To abstain and refrain, that is difficult. So preference must be given to that, that we abstain from the haram, from the doubtful and everything that is not acceptable. Then the quality of taqwa will enter the inner recesses of our heart. So that is the main criteria. Remember that. Second one is this, read the dua. This first dua is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. Second dua is mentioned in Kanzul Ummal and in Tabarani on the authority of Ubadah bin Sabit radiallahu anhu. When you go to Aqsa, you will see there's a graveyard on the left hand side. Maqbara al-Rahma, the graveyard of mercy. Ubadah bin Sabit is buried there. If you go to Cyprus, the European side, remember you will find that his wife, Umm Haram radiallahu anha, she is buried there. See where and where Sahaba, male and female, went to propagate this deen of Islam, to give da'wah to Muslim, non-Muslim, everybody. So we should take lesson from that. So he states, Ubadah bin Sabit, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us the dua. Now for these days and weeks that are left, Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Ya Allah, save us, protect us. See, people are getting kidnapped in Niger. People are in hospital crying, Ya Allah, I want to get better, I want to fast. Wasallim Ramadan alana. And Ya Allah, protect Ramadan for us. You know, a few years ago, we had vaccine and we had this and so forth and so on. So the pandemic and the scamdemic. So we, Allah, protect Ramadan for us. We don't want the repeat of all that. Wasallimhu lana mutakabbala. Ya Allah, all our broken efforts, our speech, whatever. So remember, out of your benevolence, grace and mercy, you accept it in your court, O Almighty Allah. So every day we do certain good actions. Surah 2, verse 127. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samiul alim. So that we will do, inshallah, from now till Ramadan. Ramadan Mubarak will start. Most probably this year the Saudis will start one day before us. You know, they have Shapshut Moon Samis there. They can see the moon Shapshut, you know. So anyway, that's what it looks like. Allah knows best. It's all dependent on sighting and so forth. So inshallah, in South Africa, according to the calendar, first Taraweeh will be the Saturday night, and then the Sunday will be the first fast, inshallah. So 1st of March at night, Saturday night, first Taraweeh. That is according to the moon and calendar. That we wait for confirmation, obviously. Now, my brothers, you will read Taraweeh. Now, where are you going to read Taraweeh? You tell me where you want to like to read Taraweeh. You like to read Abu Huraira Taraweeh, or you like to read Ferrari? Huh? What you like to read? Taraweeh or Ferrari? You see, children, we're also children. So we used to hang around at the back when the imam goes into ruku, then we rush in front, you know. But today the elders are doing it. In our time, the children used to do it. Now you must remember the elders are doing it. So what example we are setting? Think about that properly. So after your Isha, your Sunnah, Taraweeh, then Witr. Now another simple dua for you to learn. And you don't have to wait for Ramadan, you must start from tonight. Today you're going to perform Isha, inshallah, yeah? And after Isha, you read your Sunnah, Nafil, whatever, and then Witr. When you finish your Witr, Hadith in Sunan Nasai, I told you the virtues, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, and your sins get forgiven. Throughout the year. So, read the following dua. See how I read it and you must learn it. Subhan al Malik al Quddus. After the Witr Salah. Subhan al Malik al Quddus. And the third time, Subhan al Malik al Quddus. You prolong it. The hadith is authentic in Sunan Nasah. So that is how the love for the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will increase when we imitate, emulate him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter, then you left chit chat with your wife, family, whatever, make intention, you're going to wake up early. MashaAllah, if that time we all had dates, but now you must educate your wife and your daughter and children. Sehri time, suhoor time, dates is sunnah. Hadith in Mishkat and Abu Dawood. Ni'ma suhoorul mu'mini at-tahan. The best suhoor, the best sehri is dates. Rahmatulil alameen, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. So suhoor time, sehri time, iftar time, both time it is sunnah to have dates. Then you have whatever else you want to, but you must have a structure. In that 1 hour, for example, what are you going to do? You're going to read 2 rakat, 4 rakat, 6 rakat, 8 rakat, tahajjud salah. Then you take out 2, 3, 5 minutes for istighfar. Create the environment in your house. Astaghfirullah, 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 Rabbi min kulli dhambin wa atubu ilayh. Ya Allah, I beg your forgiveness. Ya Allah, I make tawbah. Istighfar is for the past. Tawbah is for the future. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, tubu ila Allah tawbatan nasuha. Chapter 66, verse number 8. Oh, ay iman walo. 89 times this phrase is used in the Quran Sharif to elevate our rank and status. Make such a tawbah, that is tawbah and nasuha. A person came to Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu warza, and asked him, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, I know Tawbah. What is Nasuha? He said, do you have a sheep? Do you have a cow? He said, yes. He said, when you take milk and extract it from the sheep camel or the cow, did you ever see the milk going back into the cow or sheep camel? He said, Hasha wa kulla, never. He said, when you say, we have made Tawbah, sincere Tawbah, then you don't have relapse. You see people, Allah forbid, involved in drugs and what have you. Then after 3 months, 6 months, then they go back, Allah forbid. So we must not go back to that evil lifestyle. That is the tawbah we are speaking about. So Ramadan time is Allah's special, special mercy descending. So every day we should make istighfar. The Quran teaches us in 2 places, وَبِالْ أَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ وَالْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْأَسْحَارِ. The best time to make istighfar is suhoor time. Every time. And when a nation, a person makes istighfar, Quran is telling you the virtues. فَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Allah will not punish a people as long as they engage and engross themselves in istighfar and beg Allah for forgiveness. Surah 71, verses 11, 12, 13, Almighty Allah is teaching us the virtues of istighfar. اِسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. Almighty Allah is Ghaffar. You know my brother's name was Abdul Ghaffar. Your name is Abdul Ghaffar. So remember, it's a wonderful name to keep. So what will happen when you make istighfar? يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. We will make istighfar on the land and sand. Allah will send the clouds and Allah will send the beneficial rain. وَيُمْدِدُكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ. We all love wealth, we love assets, we love money, we love children. So Allah says, I will bless you with wealth, I will bless you with good pious children. So these are the worldly benefits of istighfar. Then what else? وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. And Almighty Allah will bless you with the gardens of paradise and the rivers and the streams of paradise. Just look at the virtues that Allah is promising us. So Muslim or Muslimah, that suhoor time, don't just make all eating, drinking, laughing, joking. We must have a timetable. So we made our tahajjud, we made istighfar. Then what? Then in the darkness of the night, in the privacy of your home, you go into sujood. أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَوَسَاجِدُ فَأَكْسِرُوا فِيهِ الدُّعَاءَ فَقَمِنُوا أَيُّ سَجَابَ لَكُمْ. You want to come nearest and nearer to the mercy of Almighty Allah,
go into sujood, go into prostration, out of salat, and Allah se maangna hai. Everyone has got needs. Somebody wants to go for Umrah. He told me, now Abu Huraira. He said, make dua, I go for Umrah. I told him, read Abu Huraira. Surah 2, verse 127. Surah 2, verse 127. Read, paro, paro, paro. For Arina. See, small Abu Huraira, he'll become inshallah like the great Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. 5,374 ahadith, he reported and narrated. He says, when I was there in Medina Munawwara, we had no house, we had no food, we were staying in Masjid Nabawi, 60, 70, 50 of us, the numbers would fluctuate. Sometime I would be so hungry, I would see Sahaba passing, and I would ask them a masla. Masla, I knew the issue, but maybe he will call me home and say, come Abu Huraira, I'll give you some food. Sometimes they would call, sometimes they wouldn't call, and I would collapse in the masjid. That poverty he underwent through, and then Allah blessed him. He became the greatest Sheikh al Hadith of the Ummah. Understand? So, my brothers and sisters, we must remember these things. Yeah? Whatever permissible need you have, so that is the best time you beg Almighty Allah. You go into sujood, speak to Allah in any language. Ya Allah, I want to get married. Ya Allah, I want to go for Hajj. Ya Allah, I want to settle my debts. Ya Allah, I want to stay away from this haram. We all have weaknesses. So that is the golden time to come nearest to the mercy of Allah. Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us, فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ الدُّعَى, that that is the time you must exert yourself and beg Almighty Allah, and the du'as will be accepted. Thereafter, we the men make sure from now that we make our timetable such every salat we will read in the masjid, our 5 daily salat. Taraweeh, you read here, there, this is your business, all that, because you are Hafiz and your son is Hafiz and so forth. South Africa is blessed, you know. If I tell your stories of mine when I traveled to South America, what can I tell you, my brothers? I was in Santana, in Brazil, and what happened was, that when I reached the Asr time, then I asked who all these brothers, they said Palestinians. I said, Subhanallah, I love these Palestinians. So I started speaking to them, and I told them, I visited Palestine 5 times with Allah's help. I visited here, there. They're all looking at me. Then the one brother said, Sheikh, you know, we're living in the diaspora, we never even saw Palestine. And you telling us you went here and there. Anyway, cut long story short, Maghrib to Isha, you must remember now, was the meals and it's Ramadan. And then Isha time came, Sheikh stood up, the Imam. He said, Ja'a Sheikhun Kabir, we got one big guest today. You know, he looked at my size and all that, 6 feet tall and size 12, size 13 shoes. And all that. He said, I'm just giving you the report back, I'm not passing a fatwa. He said, normally we read 8 rakat salat, today we will read 4 rakats, and Sheikh will speak for 4 instead of the 4 rakats. Allah will see it also accepted. You see how you play with the deen. From 20 they made it 8, and 8 they made it 4. So from Isha, then we read Sunnah, then he went in front of the Imam. All Palestinians, all Arabs. Then he read the first 2 rakats. I'm standing behind him. He looks inside the Quran Sharif and he reads, Walad-dallin, Ameen. His Quran is open. Then he reads, Lan tanalul birra hatta tunfiqu mimma tuhibbun. Then slowly he reads. Then one page, Allah Akbar. Then stand up, then turn the page, then he starts second rakat. After 4 rakats, he told me to fadl, to fadl, ya Sheikh. Come in front, give to. I said, Sheikh, how do you tell him? From 8 you made 4, but I didn't tell him. I said, Sheikh, just come, we'll tell the people, no, witr also, read witr, then we'll do the talk. So go to South America and go and see halat, the conditions of people. I was in Mata Plata, if any one of you went, it's like a Durban. Beautiful, excellent weather. December time, you can't get place. It's back to capacity, you must remember, holidays and tours. So I saw a brother, a white guy from France. I asked him, what's your name? He speaks French, his mother tongue. English, he speaks. He says that Jameer. I say, You can't pass fatwas. They're all like new Muslims mixed up here. So I see him in the masjid, he's talking to one girl. In the masjid. I say, who's that lady? He said, my girlfriend. I say, she's Muslim. He says, she's Arab.
Hey, Budira.
What's your name? You mustn't sleep here, you must pay attention. Now I'm giving you nice stories. So you must remember that. I asked if she's Muslim. He said, like this, she's half Muslim. Half Muslim. I said, I'm teaching and lecturing for over 40 years. I never ever heard the term half Muslim. So I mean, what do you mean by half Muslim? They said, no, Jummah she read here with us. But Sunday she go to church, so she's half Muslim. See. Now you don't know much you laugh or much you cry. So I told him, Jameel, see ya. Just now I'll come back, then I'll just sort out some iftar and I'll come back. Then in the corner, me and you, we're both going to make dua. That's it. And then after we make dua, inshallah, Allah will make life easy. So every day we should make dua. People love that masjid. Why? The South Africans built it. And winter can be cold, so it's got that underfelt heating and air con in summer and all that. So anyway, the following year I went, Jameel was there. I said, Jameel, how's everything? I said, Alhamdulillah. I said, how's half Muslim? He said, no, no more half Muslim. I asked, what did he say? Full Muslim. I said, no, you're confusing me. What do you mean by full Muslim now? He said, no more church, only Islam, only masjid. I said, what's her name? He said, Jameela. I said, name is good. I said, but now you still make girlfriend. He said, no, I make nikah. I said, Jameel, you know, your stories are too good to believe. Who performed your nikah? He said, they sheikh or our sheikh. See, halat. In the masjid, all this will go. Uruguay. You must listen to children. Montevideo. You go today to Uruguay. There's no masjid in the whole country. 4 or 5 million people. In 40s, 50s, there were 3 masjid brothers. I went to all 3. The first one I went, it was a Sunday, and the whole thing is transformed into a church. Our brothers were not very doubtful in this. I said, you want to stay outside? I said, me, I'm going right inside. So I went inside, so the priest was busy with his sermon. He saw me. He realized this guy is not our guy. So he stopped his sermon, he came down. So then I hugged him, he hugged me. I whispered in his ear, I said, Father, Pastor, Priest, whatever. I said, at least our clothing is very similar. He also had a big jubba on and I got my kurta on. So he smiled. Then slowly, slowly our guys came in and said, just check which way is Qibla. Imagine how you feel. You know it's a masjid, but now it's transformed and changed into a church. And they're going on with their teaching, preaching. Anyway, we saw it and then we left. Second place we went, this is Uruguay, Montevideo. You go there, you will find it's a museum. And you will see marine museum. You will still see the Quranic verses all there on the wall. Proper Arabic calligraphy. But they don't allow you inside, it's closed. But you can see. They say Muslims don't come, we took it over. Third one, they demolished the whole masjid. What they're doing in Palestine and India. And then they built building offices. Here in South Africa, you got so much money, some of you. You don't need visa, nothing. You just go from here to South America, speak to the authorities. And here, one masjid, we're putting 50 million, 80 million, 100 million. They need simple structures. Allah give jazai khair. Our some ulama and some brothers, that they're going there, they start everything. You understood? It's not a masjid. You can't make etikaf there. Anyway, the story there goes like this. Wherever I have to go, I try and be there asar time. So we arrived asar time. The Maulana was there. So they put us in a hotel. And I got my wife. Cut long story short, so then asar in Maghrib, I give a talk. So while I was giving a talk, I saw 2 policemen came, white guys, one elderly, one young. So I asked the Maulana, are they looking for me or what? He said, no. Here one husband, he gave his wife a good hiding, assaulted her. So then, now they send the police. I say, yeah, they assault the wife, 2 police come in South Africa, they kill the wife, the police don't come. You know South Africa, how things work. Cut long story short, so then, after Maghrib, I told our brothers, like how now? I said, don't give them khajur and dates, give them nice samosas and bhajiyas and all that. Then our brothers, they bring. So they came. Then the Shah time came.
So they are sitting there, the police.
So now we're going up and down and then Itrakats everywhere, you know how it is. After Itrakats even I walk away. So the Maulana asked me, why are you going? I said, no, I'll go make my own Taraweeh. One man, one road, I'll be in front and my wife in the back, you see. So every time I do like that, I read with my wife. And sometimes she takes out my mistake also. She's not Afida. So I ask her, how you know my mistake? Say, every year you make same mistake. So I said, no, it's very good. As long as you're correcting me the right one, you still not give me a wrong one. So it's all right. So cut long story short. So then, when you finish Taraweeh, all that, now you're going, the people, youngsters came. So you know what happened? I said, what? You see policemen red salat? I said, very good. Now they're wondering. Obviously, it's not Muslim or Wuzu. He said, no, but you don't know how we read. So I said, how we read? So he started, he read like this, with his head on his chest. Thereafter, then he didn't stop that, and he brought it here by his neighbor. Then he stopped. Every time they say, I said, very good, very good. Then he put it on the side. I said, very good. And then after two rakats, he went away. I said, you didn't understand what policemen did. I said, well, he asked what he did. I said, when he started, he followed the Shafi'i school. Then he decided, no, let me become Hanafi. So he came this side. Then he said, let me become Maliki. They say Maliki is for the Mirsal. And then after that, he made Salam and he ran away. The Salafis, you know. Salafis forever running away. This way, that way, all. But Allah ki shan, kulla yawmin wa fi shan. Following year, I'm back there, Montevideo. Very nice small country. You go with the, understand, smart, exclusive boat in that, you know. Very smart it is. You go from Argentina, Uruguay, Brazil, all that. So anyway, that's the easiest way to travel. So when we come there, following year, so I just ask Maulana, does the, I say, policeman ka kya haal hai? How's policeman? Say, what? You talking, policeman to Musalman ho gaya. See, brothers, if we have to make big noise and all that there and all these things there, he made sajda in halat of kufr. But Allah loved him so much, Allah gave him hidayat and Islam. So when you travel in this world, there's a lot of things you must remember that. I'm not saying we must compromise, but we must think that but also that these people don't, they all like new Muslims. They don't know whether they're coming or going. So they bring their whole family, children, wife, all that, the woman, they sit to the back there, they read whatever they read, and the men we read here, and so on. So when we go, now you've got so many options in South Africa. So think about that. After Quran is telling you, Shahru Ramadan al-Ladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. What is the greatest ibadat of Ramadan? What?
Quran.
Al-Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, who was born in Ghazza al-Mubarakah in the year 150. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i in one Ramadan, brothers and sisters, used to complete 61 Quran Sharif. At the age of 7, he became Hafiz. From Gaza, his father passed away. His mother said from Iddat, after the Iddat, then they made Hijrah, the whole family, they came to Makkah. In Makkah, he used to drink Zamzam water all the time, you see. And then, young age, like this Abu Huraira, small young boy, he would make dua, look at the Kaaba and say, Allahumma zuqni ilman wafira. Ya Allah, give me profound knowledge. Allah. At the age of 7, his complete Hafiz. At the age of 10, his Hafiz of Mu'atta Imam Malik. You know, South Africa, how many ulama we got? We won't even have, including myself, we won't even have 10 ulama who know the whole Mu'atta Imam Malik cover to cover by heart. At the age of 10, he by heart. You know who's his teacher? Muslim bin Khalid Azanji, African teacher. That is Allah. At the age of 13, the African teacher told him, O Muhammad bin Idris al-Shafi'i, you start teaching here in the Haram Sharif. وَكَانَ يُدَرِّسُ فِي الْحَرَمِ الْمَكِّي. He was teaching in the Haram Sharif at the age of 13. At the age of 15, وَأَجَازَ لَهُ بِالْإِفْتَاحِ. He gave him permission at the age of 15. Then in Makkah, he said, start issuing verdicts and fatawa and so forth. verbal permission he gave me. So my brother is Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, one Ramadan, daytime one khatam, nighttime one khatam, and on the musalla one khatam. We not Imam Shafi'i, but at least try daily the beauty of Ramadan. Fasting is a duty, and the beauty of Ramadan is tilawatul Qur'an. So we must reason. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read to Jibreel alayhi salatu salam every day in Ramadan the amount of Quran Sharif that was revealed. Jibreel alayhi salatu salam would read. You called it Muraja. You should be reading to your wife. You should be reading to your son and daughter. And then they should be reading to you. This is how you make Ihya Sunnah. You revive the Sunnah and the Nabawiyya of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِنَّ all this in Bukhari Sharif. وَإِنَّ جُودَهُ أَكْثَرْ مِنَ الرِّيْحِ الْمُرْسَلَةِ The Master alayhi salam was so generous in Ramadan that more than a hurricane wind. So my brothers, not that you give your neighbor, my sister, three samosas and she give you five bhajjas and all that. Go give the people who are not expecting it from you. And why are you doing it? وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا See last night, big night, auspicious night. We finished the lecture, everything, we made dua. Then three brothers came. Each one of them blind. They can't see me, but they know my voice. So I was half crying. One brother from Maputo, he was communicating. He said, I'm waiting for you 4 days here. Sadis. And he said, I told him, wait there, I'll meet you there. And then after the program, he took the bus and he went to Joburg. He contacted me today. Said, best day I met you. Blind people got so much love. But me and you can see, we'll go see all the upside down things around. Two people gave. So look at Allah Shah. Father, son. Harun and Mubin. Blind. Maybe they hear also, I don't know. But I met them in Marisburg. So last night and Jummah today. And then wife also blind. All three blind. What a challenge. But lo and behold, they know what is the virtue. My mother-in-law was blind. I should tell her this, then she should cry. I say, Masi, remember that Allah made you blind in the latter portion of your life. That tomorrow, on day of justice, you will be the first people to see Allah Jalla Jalaluhu's noor and radiance in front of us. Me and you don't understand the wisdom of Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Two more things before we finish, inshallah. So you must remember is this. You Abu Huraira, learn quickly now. How many subhanas you finish? You must stop. So you must remember this. Hazrat Bayezid Bustami rahimahullah is the sage of the age. So Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, he sees a dream. He's going to a church. He says, this dream means something. Lo and behold, not for us this, huh? Just now you say you saw a dream, you go in the church, you'll never come back from there. You say, like the Bohari Lagi. He looks very smart, you know. You know how we are. Astaghfirullah. So you must remember Sunday he went to the church, backbencher. You know politics. He said, right to the back. Yeah, the pastor came, the father came. Priest. So they told father, start. He said, no, I can't start this thing. Hey, what you mean you can't start? All the people are waiting. He said, there is a Muslim today in the congregation. Muslim, please come. Islam. So he came. Said, Muslim? He said, yes. He said, I'm going to ask you questions. One proviso, one question, one thing only. You must answer every question from the Quran. He said, Lambaik, I'm ready. Why? Wattaqullah wa yuallimukumullah. When you have taqwa, Allah will teach you. The silence in the church. He starts. I'll go through it quickly. He asked him, father priest asking Hazrat Bayezid Bustami, the sage of the age, Waliullah. Who is one and not two? Qul huwallahu ahad. Allah is one and not two. What is two and not three? Wakhtilafil layli wal nahar. The alternating of the day and the night. What is three and not four? Noon wal qalami wama yasturun. The pen of Allah, which wrote the destiny of everybody and everything. Wasi'a kursiyyuhu samawati wal ardh kursi. Chapter 2 and AK 255. Ayatul Kursi. Verse 255 Kursi. Allah Ta'ala knows. Thumma istawa ala al-arsh. The arsh of Rahman, the throne of Allah. That is three and not four. What is four and not five? The kutub arba'ah. The Quran, the Torah, the Injil, the Zabur. They read all the verses. What is five and not six? They say the five daily salat. Wa aqimi salat al-tarafay al-nahar wa zulafan min al-layl. Aqimi salat al-duluki shamsi ila ghasaq al-layl. What is six and not seven? He said, خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ اَيَّامِ وَمَا مَسَّنَا مِنْ لُغُوبِ. We created the entire universe in 6 days, and no fatigue, no exhaustion touched us. What is seven and not eight? اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتِ. Allah created the heavens and the earth. Allah created the heavens, there are seven. The earth also, Quran says, is seven. What is eight and not nine? وَيَحْمِلُ أَرْشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَ إِذٍ ثَمَانِيَةٌ. On the day of justice, eight angels will carry the arsh of Rahman of all mankind. Avondale, Durban, Ispingo Beach, Ispingo Rail, all very good places. The tomorrow day estate, well done, very good. Everybody will say, come here. So my brothers said, they went to a town, and nine people there, nine families, all terrible, they chased them away. Get out from here. وَكَانَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ تِسْأَةُ رَحْسِي يُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Medina don't mean Medina Munawwara, another place. So they were all troublemakers, masjid makers. That's nine. The priest is confirming, right, correct. The people are wondering. So what is 10 and not 11? He said, تِلْكَ عَشْرَةٌ كَامِلَةٌ. When you go for Hajj, and now you go so much shopping and all that, now no more money left, you must remember. So you go and slaughter your Hadi, what you call Dhamme Shukar, no money. So you have to fast 10 days. What is 11 and not 12? إِنِّي رَأَيْتُ أَحَدَ عَشَرَ كَوْكَبًا. I see 11 stars, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. What is 12 and not 13? إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ إِنَّ اللَّهِ تَعَشَرَ شَهْرًا. Please say that I ask you 12 questions, all right, 100%. I'm going to ask you two more questions. Remember from the Quran. Question 13, penultimate question. Who is the person who was in the grave and the grave was moving around? He said, very easy. Nabi Yunus alayhi salam, فَلْتَقَمَهُ الْحُوتُ وَهُوَ مُلِيمُ. The fish swallowed him and going everywhere. He's reading, لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك. فَنَبَذْنَاهُ بِالْأَرَاءِ وَوَسَقِيمُ. And then the fish cast him out, threw him out. Said, final ultimate question, which is that strip of land, piece of land? The sun did not shine before that, and the sun did not shine after that. He said, Allah told Nabi Musa alayhi salam, so asri bi ibadi, nighttime take my servants out. They having their celebration, wine, dine and swine. And you will take them out at night because they drunk. And then you will reach the ocean. Your people will see Pharaoh and his army, and in front is the ocean. You must strike the ocean, and then you will see Allah will open up the land and bring the land forth, and the water will then disappear. And what time will it be? فَأَتْبَعُوهُمْ مُشْرِقِينَ. Ishraq time. Ishraq time. So the sun is shining on that piece of land. Never did it shine on that piece of land before this and no after this. So then he says that your answers are correct. The people in the church are wondering, you know, we have exams, leaked newspaper, leaked examination paper. Nothing leaked yet. It's from Allah. He told the priest, you asked me 14 questions. I ask you, with your permission, can I ask you one question? He said, go ahead. He asked him, ma huwa miftahul jannah? Jannat ki chabi kya hai? Jannat ki kunji kya hai? What is the key of jannah? Please finish now. All three stumps knocked out and everything. He looked down. People say, please answer. You asked him 14. He said, please say, I don't know. So he asked the priest, and I give you the answer. He said, yeah. So he said, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammad abdu rasulullah. So the whole church started reading, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammad abdu rasulullah. The greatest miracle of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, is, will always be the Quran. So read more Quran. My time is up. We thank all the directors, all of you, all the imams. We'll make quick dua and then adhan. And what take jamaat one? 25 past will be Jamaat, inshallah. Right, so short dua we will make, and tomorrow last program, Abu Raira will read there also. Inshallah, in Masjid Mahmood. And it's for all the Imams and Hafiz and all of you brothers, mashallah. And it will be on the radio as well. So make dua for us, make dua for Gaza. You know what's happening there. And inshallah, Allah grant the victory. Allah destroy the Jutlas and all the enemies of Islam. And every day make special dua for them and all the Muslims throughout the world. So let's make a quick dua, then adhan, and then inshallah we read sunnah, and thereafter the 25 past will be Jamaat, inshallah. Jazakallah khair to Mawla Ibrahim Manjari. His son read, mashallah, very nice. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم بارك لنا في شعبان وبلغنا رمضان اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين المستوطنين يا رب العالمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاه ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين امين امين. Whenever we make dua, brothers, even individually, after that say Ameen, Ameen. It means, Ya Allah, accept our dua. Allah Ta'ala give us dua.